whether what you said is true. I think I would change it a little bit to make it true from my experience, my impression of what is going on. There are managers of technological operations who have little or no formal training in science and technology. They tend to be few in number, or there's much less than half. They're more like 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's perhaps half of the principal executives of major technological corporations, or even of small, not yet major, maybe minor technological corporations. There's a big half that have some technical background. And then finally, there's about a quarter that have a lot of technological background, and perhaps no formal education in business, marketing, mm-hmm. economics, and mm-hmm. so on, who pick up what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, most of the time, and indeed, almost all the time, a successful technological corporation has a team. It has a number of people who, one way or another, work together. It has leadership. Sometimes not just one person who is a leader. Sometimes there are two or three people that share the leadership and work mm-hmm. together well. And somehow they can hire the talent, if none of them has had any background in law, for example, mm-hmm. with informal education. But you cannot run a major corporation without beginning to develop quickly the fact that you need lawyers. You're not going to get the corporation started without lawyers.
Yeah.
You're not going to be in business without signing contracts. So you use lawyers. And sometimes that's all you need. You will forever be hiring the lawyers that you need. In other instances, a lawyer comes into the operation and he's bright and broad. And he may have gotten an A in physics in the 1 year of physics that he had, and may have had very high grades in math and had a hard time deciding whether he was going to go into law or science, who finds it very easy to pick up enough so he knows how to deal with and become a strong team member and may become the chief executive officer, leaning heavily on the others.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you look around at the MBAs who hold principal executive jobs, you'll find half of them had engineering degrees before they took their MBA.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And you'll find of the other half, a substantial fraction who had high grades in science and math.
Uh-huh.
Now, it depends upon what the operation really needs. It is quite apparent, I think, by now, that IBM needed something it didn't get at the top of the organization for a number of years. Basically, an oversimplification for one of us on the outside who knows many IBM people in leadership positions in the past. I got to know Tom Watson, Jr. very well, and his successors. Basically, they missed the size of market that the small personal computers would represent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was enough to do them in. And if you ask how could that have been prevented by selection of executives as to their academic background, their
mm-hmm.
education,
mm-hmm.
it's not at all clear that if you're very strong in physics and so well suited to the study of physics that you understood relativity theory far more easily than the others in the class, that would lead you to making the proper estimate as to whether the public would go for small computers or not.
Uh-huh.
When the chips with lots of circuitry on a single chip became available,
mm-hmm.
it meant the price would go way down and the capacity and flexibility and versatility mm-hmm. of computers would go way up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that did not necessarily mean that anybody that put together a little company to make small computers like Apple. Part of Apple was the luck of just A for Apple for their first version. How could you be afraid of a computer if you were considering the purchase of one that was called Apple? And that was just luck that they lucked onto that name. And probably as a marketing thing, that was enormous. But there was nothing. Nothing that Apple Computer did in engineering. There was anything more than straightforward application of well-known things. And the two fellows that put it together, I was told by one of the financial backers, why, I said, did you back that company when there were 1,000 people with same proposals? Mm-hmm. A few guys want to make little computers that are cheap, and they're going to make them in the garage and so on. Well, the others came forward, and they wanted $1 million. They probably needed 5 or 10 million to really get going, and enough marketing, enough manufacturing volume, enough sales activities around the nation to get the volume up so they could keep the price down and still make money.
Yeah.
So they needed millions or tens of millions of dollars. These fellows borrowed, they mortgaged their houses, they borrowed from their cousins and their aunts and their parents and their grandparents. Their whole family was involved. They weren't going to make it. They were going to ruin their families in great depth. They had to make it. That's what the backer said. So I decided to give them my backing.